Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
Ooh, look, it's mail for the kitty. Oh, Sprinkles, come here. You've got a delivery. Meowbox.com is a subscription crate service that is designed for our kitty friends in mind. Meowbox.com offers a selection of hand-picked tasty treats and new good foods and some fun little toys for them to enjoy. Meowbox.com donates a can of food to local animal and rescue shelters on your behalf when you sign up. A variety of different subscription options can be found at Meowbox.com, and don't forget to use promo code GEEK10 to get 10% off your first subscription. Isn't that great, Sprinkles? Mail that comes to the door, and it's just for you. Meowbox.com is a proud sponsor of ThisWeekInGeek.net. Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to the Nerd News Network. I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, from ThisWeekInGeek.net. And you can, of course, hear me across many great radio stations across this great land of...
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to take a spirit animal quiz online.
Please be the cheetah. Please be the cheetah.
And learn your animal isn't the cheetah, but the far less appealing blobfish.
Oh, come on.
To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 blobfish minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Of ours, as I do my holiday gift guides, you can hear those on Vista Radio on Moose 100.1, and you can also hear me across the Corus Radio Network on VGS or Video Game Sophistry. And I know the holiday gift guide's a little bit delayed. I am waiting until probably Wednesday to record. I know I was going to have it out on the 1st, but I'm still waiting for a few things to come in. So trust me, that should be enough time for Amazon or whoever's going to fulfill your order to get stuff to you before that magical drop-off date, before it becomes, here's a Christmas present, after Christmas. But today is Friday, December 4th, 2015. 21 days remain. Exciting, isn't it? Anyway, guys, so we've got a lot of good stuff coming up. As you saw on the site this week, we had our topic show dedicated to the Fallout franchise, where me, Ryan, and Roebuck talked about everything from the Brotherhood of Steel to Rad Roaches to Deathclaws, and Roebuck's unusual thing that he really wants to romance Dogmeat in Fallout 4. I'm not going to mention any more about that because that's screwed up, but we also had my review of Fallout 4, came out earlier this week. Definitely recommend it if you want something new to waste your time this holiday season so you don't have to go outside, because, hey, outside sucks. But let's get to the things that we're going to be talking about today. Well, the Video Game Awards were last night in Los Angeles, held in the Staples Center. We're also going to be talking about what happened there, but mostly the big story to come out of that. We're also going to talk about that little trailer that may have premiered this week on Jimmy Kimmel. We're also going to talk about what's going on with the 13th Friday the 13th movie. Where the hell is it? And someone has died from an alleged exorcism that was performed a little while ago. And I'm also going to give you my brief review of the new WWE Studios film, Santa's Little Helper, featuring The Miz and Paige, and another diva who isn't credited in this movie, but I'll talk about that a little bit later. So, let's start things off with the big elephant in the room. So, last night at the Video Game Awards, Jeff Keighley, this is the guy who puts the Video Game Awards together, I've actually met him several times, came out and said that due to, he says, and I'm actually going to read this verbatim, just so I don't get it wrong. He says, as you noticed, Hideo Kojima is not here with us tonight, and I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. Mr. Kojima had every intention on being with us tonight, but unfortunately he was informed by a lawyer representing Konami just recently that he would not be allowed to travel to tonight's award ceremony to accept any award. Crowd boos. He's still under unemployment contract, and it's disappointing and it's inconceivable to me that an artist like Hideo would not be allowed to come here and celebrate with his peers and his fellow teammates. Wow. That's wow. Now, earlier this week, at Sony's PlayStation Awards in Japan, a PR person accepted an award for the Phantom Pain instead of Hideo Kojima himself. And last night on Twitter, it was trending, hashtag fuck Konami was trending. And that's a real dick move, Konami. I mean, really. I mean, I know you guys had had your differences and you were parting ways and not the most pleasant of functions, but you were still parting ways. This is an inconceivable dick move that you wouldn't allow him to come to an award show, because I would expect Hideo Kojima to not say anything except thank his fans, be very cordial about it, and just, you know, be the guy that we've come to know and love over the course of the Metal Gear series and the other projects that he's worked on. But the fact that this came down legally is so bullshit. Now, the person who accepted the award on his behalf was Kiefer Sutherland, who's the voice of Snake in this particular title. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine what was going through Konami's head. I mean, I would imagine the US PR office probably would have, now I'm just speculating here, would have said, hey, you know what, it would be good for him to come out. And from the people I know on Konami's PR team, you know, they all seem pretty cool people, but at the end of the day, it's not exactly about being cool, it's who signs your paychecks at the end of the week. So, like, I really, really give credit to Jeff Keighley for coming out and letting this be known. Like, that was the mic drop on Konami, and I wonder how things are going to move forward with Konami, considering they're moving away from console development and video game AAA title development and going towards, like, pachinko machines. Man, I really hope you've got the Asian Pacific market locked up, because I'm pretty sure in North America, you're done. I mean, that's like telling Shigeru Miyamoto to go fuck himself, you know what I mean? I mean, that's just terrible. Like, I literally cannot conceive of how stupid this is, and I can understand why they maybe want to protect themselves, but at the same time, don't piss off the internet. It's just, it's not going to end well for you. It's really not, especially considering the most vocal people out there have YouTube channels, have Twitch streams, and are huge influencers in the market that you want to lock up. And I know Metal Gear Solid The Phantom Pain sold tremendously well. So, I don't know. Like, Mr. Kojima, you definitely have my thanks, but not so sure about your former employers anymore. Okay. So, earlier on this week, you may have seen this. You've probably heard about this. No shit, right? The new Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice dropped on Jimmy Kimmel Live, going at just a little over 3 minutes. There is a lot this trailer gave away. Directed by Zack Snyder and written by Chris Terrio from a screenplay from David S. Goyer. Well, it basically shows what happened in the aftermath of Man of Steel and definitely gives us a little bit more story beats as to what's happened. Evidently, Bruce Wayne was very much affected by the events in Metropolis between the fight between Zod and Superman. We definitely get more that the Joker has existed prior to this, as we saw the damaged Robin costume in the Batcave. You hear Jeremy Irons saying to Bruce Wayne, or Jeremy Irons saying to Ben Affleck, you're going to go to war, and Bruce Wayne's like, that son of a bitch brought the war to us. And we also see Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor in a very interesting performance, actually. I was actually really, really thrilled with his performance. Very energetic, very upbeat. I'll be very interested to see how he takes this into a darker place. It's not Gene Hackman, and it's not Michael Rosenbaum, nor is it Clancy Brown. I'm really liking where this could go. I'm really hoping he does a fantastic job with it. I really hope anybody who's been a hater of Eisenberg in this role gets shut down. I love Eisenberg, and I really think he could do something really, really cool with this. And then we see, we also see Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, for the first time. God damn, she looks good. She looks really fucking cool, to not to put too fine a point on it. And then we also get more of who the film's big bad is. And it's not just Superman fighting Batman, but they're actually what looks to be Doomsday. Or Bizarro at the very least, but I'm pretty sure it's Doomsday. Using, I guess, Lex takes pieces of Zod and creates his own thing. And he's like, if man will not kill God, then I will do something like that. It's some epic speech. And basically Zod, Doomsday, comes down and is like, roar, heat blast. And then Wonder Woman shows up. And a very funny line at the end of the trailer. She's like, is she with you? I thought she was with you. And I thought that was great. You definitely get a really good sense of the chemistry between Cavill and Affleck. I really like that. I'm actually really, really impressed. Now, we haven't seen Aquaman make an appearance. That's supposed to be Jason Momoa. I'm kind of hoping they save that. Don't show us Aquaman. Or if you are, at least please, for the love of God, wait until Super Bowl. But still, though, I'm admittedly more excited for this now than I ever have been. I mean, I said this last night on Alter Geek on the Geekcast Radio Network. Now I give a shit. This looks legitimately really, really awesome. So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with this. And this film drops next March 25th, 2016. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm going to embed the trailer below. What do you guys think? Definitely give us some feedback on this. Feedback at thisweekingeek.net or our voicemail line, 817-717-7202. Definitely want to hear from you what you think of the new Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice trailer. Okay, because we're clicking right along here tonight, and we're actually going at a lot faster pace than I thought we were. We're going to talk about the next Friday the 13th movie, and this would be the 13th Friday the 13th movie. And evidently, it's having a little bit of trouble. So it's been 6 years since we last saw this, back in 2009. And The Wrap is reporting director David Bruckner, who's been on the project for over a year, has left. Variety is reporting that Aaron Grzowski, the guy that wrote Prisoners, has come on board to pen a new script, and the producers, who include Michael Bay and the other people from Platinum Dunes, didn't feel it was fair for Bruckner to wait around while they waited on a new script. Now, this thing has been supposed to have been released back in 2015. Then it got bumped back to 2016. And then it got bumped again to 2017. So, allegedly, the date this is supposed to come out is January 13th, 2017. And Bruckner came back on in 2014, along with several other writers. So, last year, producer Brad Fuller did an interview with Esquire magazine, and he gave a quote as to what we can expect from the new movie. And he says, there's always been this supernatural aspect to these movies. It defies logic. You see Jason get killed in every movie, include ours, the 2009 one. And then he comes back, and no one's ever really investigated what that is. So that's something that I think about a little bit. Like, is it supernatural, but what is he? Those are the things we're toying with. Nothing has been decided, but those are the type of things. How does he come back? People traditionally want to understand exactly how and why things happen, and yet something so odd happens at the end of these movies, no one seems to question it. So people come back to the movie with the expectation that the real villain will be killed and come back, yet we've never toyed with that notion. Those are the things we've been asking ourselves, and we'll see what comes of it. So I guess we'll find out in 2017, maybe? I know there's that Friday the 13th television show they've been talking about, set in and around Crystal. I think it's called Crystal Lake Chronicles, or something along the lines. Jason will show up during that, but it'll be... I kind of see it as like a Supernatural meets Buffy the Vampire Slayer sort of thing. I guess we'll have to wait and see. what happens with it. I don't think network TV is the right place for this. I really think they should have this on Netflix, or maybe put it on a cable channel like HBO, Stars, FX. Give it to a network that can let the violence go and can be a little bit more adult in the storytelling. Because part of the Friday the 13th movies, and let's be honest here, it's the sex, drugs, rock and roll, and violence. That's kind of what attracts people to this. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You sign up for a Friday the 13th movie, you know exactly what you're getting and exactly the kind of audience that you want to attract with it. So, I don't know. I mean, I can't say I'm totally surprised this got pushed back, but I'd rather have it be done right as opposed to rushing out a crappy product, because I thought the 2009 one sucked. Like I said, Jason goes to Lowe's or Home Depot and is somehow a master electrician when he wires all the wires underneath the tunnel system under Crystal Lake where he keeps that guy's sister, and just, it looked lame for whatever reason. But okay. So, talking about people coming back from the dead, and I don't mean to play light with this story, so sorry for that really shitty segue. Evidently, a young woman possessed by a demon has died after an exorcism that was performed by a family at a local church. Her family allegedly performed the ritual after the 22-year-old was said to have played with a Ouija board. So I'm going to read part of this verbatim, just so I get all the details right. A young woman died after her parents allegedly performed an exorcism to get rid of the demon inside of her. The 22-year-old named Jacqueline Sanchez, by media in Belize, Central America, died after she suffered cardiorespiratory arrest. Local media also reported claims that her body had been lifted up in the air inside the church and she had spoken in a man's voice. They also suggested that she had been forcibly held down as they performed the religious ritual. Her parents alleged she believed to have been possessed by a demon after a number of unexplained illnesses in the months before her death. She had been suffering from convulsions and hysteria, which doctors at Plain Trees Mill Hospital in Santa Cruz could not diagnose. This led her parents to believe she'd been taken over by spirits after reports that she had been playing with a Ouija board. She had died after she failed to breathe after the apparent exorcism, which took place at the Pentecostal church at San Inagro de... I can't pronounce that. I'm sorry, guys. The Special Force to Fight Crime Santa Cruz, or the FLLCC, are investigating her death. They confirmed that she died of natural causes and said the cuts and bruises on her body were due to a trance. FELCC spokesperson Roger Gutierrez had said forensic reports realizes that this girl, identified as Jacqueline Sanchez, died of natural causes due to cardiac arrest, and the bruises and lacerations to her body were due to a trance that she was suffering. So, I don't know. I mean, I've heard some pretty weird things, and there actually was that haunted demon-possessed house in Indiana, which I'm pretty sure one of the Ghost Adventures crew now owns. And they had cops and doctors and nurses say, and they saw some pretty strange shit happen there. So am I discounting the possibility? Absolutely not. Because you know what? When everything rational has been disregarded, you're only left with the impossible. So I'm very sorry that this young woman lost her life to, be it natural causes or something a lot darker, that maybe we're not meant to understand, but, terrifying stuff, nonetheless. Okay, so as I promised, I have a brief review of Santa's Little Helper coming to us from Fox and WWE Studios. This one stars Mike the Miz Mizani, or Mizin, I can't pronounce it. Paige, she's the WWE diva who recently held the Divas belt but lost that to Charlotte. Or no, wait, that was Nikki Bella held that, but Paige has held it before. I think she's a 2-time winner. And we also get Anna Lynn McCord, who Blair, my wife, tells me she was from the newest series of 90210 for like 6 seasons or something. So anyway, what this is, it's about a guy named Dak Shepherd. I guess he's some kind of like a retail agent or a foreclosure agent. And evidently he's badass, but eventually one day literally, his life falls to crap. He gets fired from his job after he's been bucking for a promotion. He gets his car repossessed. His, like, girlfriend leaves him. and the bank comes by, hey, you've been living above your means, you can't afford your mortgage, get out. So he's being recruited by Santa Claus to be the new, it was head, it's basically ho, 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 but it's like head organization, or it's some logistical position for Christmas. Basically, the guy who organizes all the logistics to make Christmas happen. He's Santa Claus's vice president, second in command, blah, blah, blah. But there's this other evil elf, I guess you could call her, played by Paige, known as Eleanor, who wants the position. But Santa Claus believes this Dax Shepherd can do it, so he sends one of his own little elves out into the field, Billie Jean, and it's her job to bring him in and see if he passes the five sugar plum virtues. My God, this sounds stupid saying it aloud. And what you get, it's a pretty by-the-numbers Christmas movie. And going into this, I didn't expect a whole hell of a lot. Like I said, you've got The Miz, who has proven he does stuff with The Marine 3 and 4. So he's not a bad actor, actually. I rather enjoy him, but I have a hard time separating him from his WWE persona. He's not like Dwayne The Rock Johnson, where he can literally change it up. So he's learning. I'll give him that. And then you have Paige, who's in this for all of but 20 minutes. And I love Paige. I think she's gorgeous. I think she's a wonderful athletic talent. Her promos, when they're done right, are fantastic. But this was terrible. Oh my God, this was bad. It's almost like she just came off of Raw. They're like, okay, here's your script. Go read that. And she's never given anything to play with. She's supposed to be the main bad guy in this, because she comes off as this entitled kind of brat kind of person. And she wants to take the ho-ho position for herself, because I think her dad held it or something. And she's like, no normie can hold it. And like, that's their term for muggles in this world. People that aren't elves or something. And it's so convoluted, where it just, like, she's supposed to be the main antagonist, and she only shows up here and there. And some of the situations he gets put in are kind of funny. He has to dress up at a kid's birthday party, turns into a giant food fight with puke. Trust me, it's actually not as gross as you may think. He goes into a biker bar where, you know how I was mentioning there are two divas in this? His wife is the bartender in this scene, so she's in it for all of like 45 seconds. But anyway, and I don't know, it seems very disjointed. I mean, there are some pretty funny moments in this. I like the elf who's in charge of the elf teleporter. He has this weird obsession with trying on people's clothes and doing risky business for some odd reason. And The Miz has some pretty good comedic timing. I will say that. I do think he's got the potential to do something more. Will he rise above direct to DVD? I don't know. I don't think so, but that's not to say he couldn't do it. Everybody's got to start somewhere. There are some special features on this. They're all pretty standard, like making of, here's the behind the scenes. And they do have something called Introducing Paige, which is the longest feature on the disc. And it's basically a WWE fluff piece saying, oh, she's great. She's from Norwich, England. She's been a Divas champion. She's got great comedic timing, blah, 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 blah. I just don't think they gave her enough here to play with, which is unfortunate. And I don't know. I kind of wonder if she wasn't comfortable doing this, whether she was just channeling her Paige role from TV into this. I don't know. I want to say I enjoyed her in this, but I really, really didn't. But I liked The Miz more than I thought I would. The thing is, though, if you're going into this expecting the next A Christmas Story or National Lampoon's Family Vacation, you keep walking, because you're not going to get that here. Now, if this were to show up, say, on Lifetime in the middle of the afternoon and I'm not doing anything, yeah, sure, I'd check it out. It's fairly harmless. It's got a little bit more adult humor in it than I expected. Like, there's a moment where The Miz is in some old age home and some lady's like, take your shirt off, Magic Mike. And it gets borderline uncomfortable right there. But other than that, though, I think it's worth checking out for The Miz. But I really wouldn't go out of your way to go see this. So if someone happens to have this and you literally have nothing else going on, it's worth a watch. But I wouldn't exactly be putting this in people's stockings all the same. So anyway, guys, that's my review of Santa's Little Helper from Fox and WWE Studios. It's a 2 out of 5 at best. So anyway, guys, coming up in the next couple of days, I should have my review of Rainbow Six Siege coming out hopefully by the middle of next week. I'm playing this on Xbox One, and I'm just going through the situations, and I'm going to hit multiplayer over the weekend. Our Star Wars special is coming, along with our holiday gift guide. I'm still waiting on a few things, so hopefully I'll get that resolved sooner as opposed to later. If I don't, you will see it by next Wednesday. The Twig topic show this month is Star Wars, so we're going to record that the week of The Force Awakens. So we'll be talking about everything kind of leading up to it. Comics, movies, video games, books, TV, you name it. So anyway, guys, until next time, have yourselves a safe and happy weekend. And just remember, guys, 21 more days remain. I'll catch you guys next time. I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard.
Wanna see me make bubbles with my spit?
Sure do. In fact, that's the theme of our next show.
What the hell happened to George Lucas?
Oh my god, there's snot on my face! And I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dub, and I'm not a join. Not a join. What the f does that mean? F that. 10 seconds.
No, you gotta keep that.
Let's do this. Let's do this right the first time.
F you guys. Ew, it's in my mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, what's it taste like, Mike?
Water. Ew, salty.
Let's start this episode with shat.
Okay, I'm good. Geico.
Holy shit. Oh, my gosh. Freak. Die. Holy crap. Whoa. Where did it go?
I'm like a stupid monkey.
As you can imagine, they don't let us out much.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear, somebody random. I don't know. Maybe even a hot chick. Yeah, let's go with that.
Did anyone ever tell you that you were very, very sexy?
How are you? Actually, no.
They never will.
Check out our website, thisweekingeek.net, for more geek content, as well as subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect. Or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Send us a Twitter message by @replying to @thisweekingeek. Lastly, you can email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. This extra music was produced by Prono Bozo at PRONOBOZO.com. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.